上帝，Following Father, in letting go and becoming free, in our Brahmin life, problems are coming and problems are going. Because this is the world of problems. But sometimes when problems are coming in our life, we take that problem very seriously, or sometimes we take lightly. When we take seriously, then our stage is shaking. We are losing our stage. And when problems are coming, and when we are taking them seriously, the storm of these thoughts we are experiencing in our mind. Problems may be related with some situation. Problem may be related with person. Problem may be related with laukik or alaukik situation. And because of having waste thoughts and negative thoughts, we are losing so much energy. Lots of energy is drained away. That is why we must have the power to let go. When we are facing some problem, we must think, if Brahma Baba would be at my place, how Brahma Baba would face that problem, cross that problem? In that way, I must think that, like Brahma Baba, I should also have the power to let go. Secondly, we must experience on my one shoulder, Brahma Baba is there, and on another shoulder, Shiva Baba is there. Highest two authorities of this world, I am having with me, and they are protecting me all the time. I am not facing alone that problem. But I am always having these two powerful supporting forces with me. That is why problem is like a cotton or like a mustard seed. Nothing. We must have positive attitude towards the problem. If we would have the negative attitude, that small problems we experience very big problem. Huge problem. But if we would have positive attitude, then even big problem also we experience as a small problem, nothing. Any type of the paper or any type of the problems are coming in our life for giving some realization. They are like a teacher. They are teaching us some lessons. They are helping us to move forward. Problems are making me strong, making me powerful. That is why we must accept problems and big challenges in our life with positive attitude. If we accept that problem with positive attitude, we can easily cross that problem. And when we are not accepting that problem and creating lots of waste thoughts and negative thoughts, why this happened, this shouldn't happen with me. We know karma philosophy. That is why these problems are like a play in this game, in this unlimited drama. And the very first day, Baba had given me the blessing of victory. Oh my child, be victorious in your Brahmin life. Victory is my birthright. I am victorious soul. Victory is my birthright. If we would have such type of the determination, then we can easily cross any sort of problem. We must enjoy playing with the problems. We must enjoy that situation. And this problem is not first time in my life. Every kalpa I face this problem and I cross this problem and I got victory. That is why this is just repetition. Nothing new. This is just repetition. Have that type of the easy nature, easy consciousness. Then you can easily face that problem. And if I wouldn't have any determination at that time, I would lose my stage and many months or many years will take for regaining that same stage for me. That is why I must not lose my stage at any cost. Such type of the determination we must have in our mind. When we are having powerful Amrut Vela, Baba has said that if you wouldn't have powerful yoga, then you would experience yourself surrounded by problems throughout the day. But if you really would have powerful Amrit Vela, problems will not be there. Whatever the powers we are receiving in that Amrit Vela Yoga, that powers are helping us like a shield in this field of battle. Power like a shield. That shield can protect us from the problem very easily. And if you would have problem with certain person, particular person also, forgive and forget. If I am really great soul, I must have that power of forgiveness and forgetfulness. What is the difference in human being and supreme being? Huh? What is the difference in man and human God? Huh? Man gets and forgets. God gives and forgives. God gives and forgives. Man gets and forgets. If I am really a great soul, I must have that power of forgiveness. Forget and forgive. Be merciful. No one is perfect in this world. Anybody can do any mistake. That is why if that problem is related with me, I must have the power to let go. If we won't have the power of let go, then for a long time we may have negative thoughts, we may have waste thoughts, and we can lose the invaluable treasure of time without spiritual income. This is not the sign of sensible soul. If we have generous heart, you would have that power to let go. like Brahma Baba. And if you wear the glasses of positivity all the time while being in the field of battle, you would be free from many problems. Just keep on wearing the glasses of positivity all the time. Observe positivity in each and every soul. Every soul is wonderful soul. Every soul is beautiful soul. Every soul has lots of qualities. And that's why Baba select them. Any human being in this world, any human being, why he got the birth of human instead of this many species, mosquitoes, this and that and germs, birds, why he got this birth of human being? He's a very fortunate soul, that's why he got that birth of human being. Otherwise, he would have taken the birth in other species. We are most fortunate souls. In this drama, we got this elevated birth of human being. And among them, Baba select us as a Brahmin. Because of having special qualities, Baba select us. Secondly, power of knowledge, morning Murli, also gives us lots of power. Murli is a collection of powerful and positive thoughts of Supreme Being. Murli is a highly rich food for the soul. Very powerful, nutritious food for a soul. And it really gives us lots of power of knowledge. And as much our power of knowledge is increasing, our self-confidence and courage is increasing day by day. And those souls have courage and confidence in their life, they can pass very easily any sort of problem in their life. And they are experiencing victorious stage all the time. The intoxication of victory anybody could see on his face. That is why we must increase power of knowledge. From Murli. What is Murli? The question of children and answer of father. Conversation of children and father. That is a Murli. Baba had given the solution of each and every problem. Only the thing is that we must apply, we must use that techniques, we must use that yuktis in our Brahmin life. Then we would be free from the problems. And next is power of purity. When we are not having the good stage of purity, then we could observe lots of problems in our life. But when we are having very good stage of purity, then we are experiencing our life is free from the problems. Power of purity is a very elevated power in this world. That is why my power of purity must increase and increase and increase gradually and gradually. We must pay attention sincerely on that aspect. Purity is increasing surety in our action. Surety in our action. Victory is my birthright. Sure, that is my birthright. I may get victory or I may not. No confusion, no doubt. Victory must be there. And next is power of unity. We are in this Brahmin family. And when we are being in this Brahmin family and helping others, cooperating others and creating very good unity, that power of unity is helping us for solving the problems. That power of unity is helping us to let go the situation problems. When we are flying in aeroplane, and when you look below from the window, very big buildings are looking like small buildings. The cars looking like a matchbox. Because you are at height. In the same way, when we are having very high stage, the problem seems like a seed of mustard seed or like a cotton ball. Nothing. That is why I must maintain very high stage. But for experiencing that high stage, I must experience myself completely free from bondages. I want to experience complete freedom in this confluence age. Free bird can fly. Caged bird cannot fly. I want to experience complete freedom. Not even the bondage of my body consciousness also. I want to be free from that bondage also. Hatred or attachment also is not good in our Brahmin life. If you really would like to experience complete freedom, we must be free from these things. I must not have hatred for somebody or attachment with somebody. No, I want to be free. That is also subtle bondage. which cannot allow me to experience flying stage. Baba has said in Murli, you must be free from the attachment with your body also. Because when we are sitting in a solitude, we can easily remember the person I am hating or I am loving the person. Easily we can remember that person and we forget Baba. That is why in confluence age, I must experience Baba as my whole world. In the world of my heart, there is only and only my sweetest Father. Nothing and no one in the world of my heart. In this world, only two things are there. Physical things and physical beings. These two things are there only in this world. And if you are free from these things, attachment from these two things, you can experience easily Baba as your whole world. You can experience Baba as the light of your eyes. All the time. That is why I must increase the power to let go. Problems are coming and going. Problems are coming and going. I must not get stuck with that problem. I must not get lost in that problem. Because the need of this hour is powerful yoga. Baba has said already, the time already over of having ordinary yoga. This is the time of having really, really powerful yoga. And for having the experience of powerful yoga, we must experience complete freedom. Then only we can experience the stage of egoless, voiceless, and bodiless stage very easily. When we experience complete freedom, then we can easily maintain the stage of bodiless, egoless and voiceless. That is our aim of this Brahman life. And Baba has said that you have to develop now angelic stage. You have to immerse the sanskar of an angel. Anyhow, you have to immerse the sanskar of angelic stage. Why? Because Baba wants to use us in unlimited service. Angels means free and flying all the time. Free from bondages. Angels are always having the wings and they are always flying. That is why when we are experiencing complete freedom from subtle bondages also, the wings of zeal and enthusiasm are becoming powerful, stronger and stronger, then we can easily experience flying stage, angelic stage, and we can be able to do unlimited service. We can fly anywhere, everywhere, anytime. As a salvation army of God, Baba has said that the critical time can come any time in future. That's why we must be ever ready. Ever ready means what? Free from the bondages and full with all the treasures of powers and virtues and blessings. I want to be ever ready. I want to be full with all the treasures. Because I want to help many souls. I want to do the service of many souls. And if I would be free, then I can do a lot of service. If I would have any sort of bondage, I cannot help people. I cannot help the souls as much I want. That is why this is the time of experiencing powerful yoga, really powerful yoga. Because we are practicing yoga for 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. But we are not really able to transform our samskaras. Why? Because of not having powerful yoga stage, our samskaras are not transforming. You know how the battery of soul is charging and discharging? How it really works? You know? Yes or not? How it really, the battery of soul is charging and how it really discharging? When we? But how it works? Sister? Japan sister? Practicing, we are practicing this yoga since 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, but this charge, the battery is not yet charged. How long you are practicing Raj Yoga, Pramod Bhai? 30 years, but not yet charged. Why? I would like to share this subtle process, phenomena of charging and discharging battery. We are getting the electricity in this bulb through the medium of wire, electric wire. We are receiving current of electricity through the medium of wire. In the same way, through the medium of thought, we are receiving energy and we are using energy. Thought is a medium. And now, we are having four type of the thoughts in our mind. First type of the thought is pure thought. Thoughts related with Baba. When we are having thoughts related with Baba, we are receiving energy. You can say that through pure thoughts we are receiving energy. Through impure thoughts, thoughts related with any negativity or any vices, we are losing so much energy. And third is waste thought. When we want to do something, some action, we are having repeatedly thoughts, many thoughts in our mind. You can say that thoughts are waste thoughts, through which we are wasting so much energy. That is one type of a leakage. And fourth one, thoughts for performing action, through which we are using little by little energy. Using energy. Why this battery is not charged for a long time? Because we are receiving little bit energy, morning yoga, evening yoga, and we are using that energy also. No balance. Plus minus zero. We are receiving a lot of energy from Baba, but we are using simultaneously throughout the day that energy, and there is no balance. When balance will increase, the energy level will increase, then we will go towards the perfection. And for increasing this balance of energy, we really need to have powerful yoga, extremely powerful yoga. And Baba has said that this year say goodbye to waste thoughts. We are having lots of waste thoughts in our mind throughout the day. We must transfer that waste thought in a best thought, useless thought in a useful thoughts through the churning of knowledge. And we must transfer negative thoughts in our positive thoughts by maintaining soul conscious stage and soul conscious vision, positive attitude. Then automatically, gradually and gradually, the level of energy will increase, and the battery of soul will charge fully. That is why we must check three things all the day. Time is not much there. Time is very short is there, and within this short time we have to charge this battery of soul. That's why we must check three things. How much is my earning of spiritual income? How much is my spending? And how much is my saving? My earning must be maximum. My spending must be minimum. By the result of that, my saving would be maximum. This is the time of saving energy. And throughout the cycle, we are getting chance only once in this confluence age for recharging this soul battery. Only once. That is why we must pay attention sincerely on this aspect. When there is a connection, there would be collection of power. That is why Baba said that increase the power to let go. Because when we are not having the power of let go, we may have a lot of waste thoughts, we may have a lot of negative thoughts, and which will not allow us for recharging this soul battery fast. Yoga, 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 yoga. I must have powerful yoga. Morning and evening, I must have powerful yoga. And throughout the day, I must sustain that yoga stage. While we are performing action, we may not able to maintain that powerful stage, but doesn't matter. But at least we must maintain connection with Baba. And for that we must experience the stage of detached observer. When you are experiencing the stage of detached observer, you can easily have connection with Baba. And if you would have any problem, then you could experience tension or stress or any different mood. Understand? Baba has said that those would be the toppers of this university. The lesson of nothing new would be very natural in their life. Nothing new. Whatever is happening, nothing new. This is just repetition. And if you have that attitude, then you can experience lightness all the time. You can enjoy each and every scene of this wonderful drama. And you can experience ever happiness in your life. That is why Baba has said that I want to see happiness on each and every face. Baba is showering this garden with the shower of knowledge and with the shower of yoga every day, and Baba is expecting that each and every flower of this garden must be blossoming flower, must be intoxicated, must be full with happiness. And face is a mirror of our mind. Face is a mirror of our mind. Whatever is going on in our mind, that is reflecting on our face automatically. Anybody could visualize or could read that vibration, feel that vibration. If our mind would be happy, your face would be happy. And the three thieves are always knocking the door of our mind for stealing that happiness. Which are those? Worry, fear, and burden. Any sort of worry, any sort of fear, or any sort of burden. These three things are not allowing us to be happy. Don't allow them. Just maintain intoxication and happiness in your stage. And if you really would like to maintain this stage throughout the day, constantly, what is the secret of maintaining unshakable stage throughout the day constantly? If you would have the hold on soul conscious stage and self-respect, maintaining very good self-respect throughout the day, automatically you can maintain your elevated stage throughout the day. But you must have hold on these two things. Having always bodiless stage, soul conscious stage, and always being on the throne of self-respect and experiencing godly intoxication all the time. Then you can maintain easily unshakable stays throughout the day. And that is very important. That is our own property. Our stays is our own property. Anyhow, at any cost, we must maintain, we must sustain that elevated stays throughout the day. No matter what situation, no matter what problems I have to face, I will face, but I want to maintain stable stage throughout the day. If you have that type of the determined thoughts, Baba is ready to help us. We can maintain that elevated stage. And Madhuban is the most elevated place on this planet of Earth. You are already on this wonderful place. That is why there is a golden opportunity to have the experience of powerful yoga. You can maintain easily soul conscious stage, powerful yoga stays throughout the day. And you are free. You don't want to do anything. You are free. Mentally, physically, you are free. That's why you must take benefit of this each and every second of your valuable stay. But you follow one yukti. Wherever you are going, when you are moving around, wherever you are going, Baba is always following you. Shiv Baba in Brahma Baba's medium, he is always following you. You are a very lovely child. He never leaves you alone. And you will receive Baba's subtle help, then automatically you can maintain that elevated stage of yoga. Because our aim is to become like Bab Saman. Sit with your back upright and follow my thoughts. Om Shanti. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize deeply and clearly in the center of my forehead, that I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. I am a wonderful star . I am a living star . I am a radiant star. Radiating divine light. Experiencing wonderful aura of divine light surrounding me. I am a pure soul. Radiating the waves of purity all around me. Experiencing wonderful crown of purity. How lucky am I I am visualizing and experiencing my true form, my incorporeal form. That is a point of divine light. My true existence in this world is just a tiny and shining point of divine light. I am most fortunate soul in this world. I, the soul, am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect. And flying upwards towards the soul world. Flying beyond this world globe. Flying far and far beyond the sun and moon and stars. Oh, how beautiful is this angelic world. Everywhere there is snow white, bright, divine light. It is a world of infinite purity. The soul adopt the dress of an angel. How light and beautiful is this dress. My sweet Brahma Baba is in front of me in his perfect angelic form. My dearest dad, Shiv Baba is also present in him. Baba is giving me love field drishti. I, the soul, become lost in the ocean of love. I, the angel, become lost in Baba's arm. Oh, my sweet child, most welcome here in this world of an angels. Experience any relationship with me any time. Baba tells me that. Experience me as your father. Be a small child and play in my lap. And experience true fatherly love from me. Be an obedient and honest child. Experience me as your supreme teacher. I am proud of my perfect teacher. He is filling the apron of my intellect with the invaluable jewels of knowledge. My intellect is becoming divine and far sighted. As a preceptor, I am receiving lots of blessings through his drishti. I experience his hand of blessings on my forehead. Spending my whole day under his canopy. He is decorating me with lots of blessings. How lucky am I? Experiencing directly relationship with God and filling myself with the love of God. The soul is leaving the angelic body and flying upwards. Towards the incorporeal world. How beautiful is this world. Everywhere there is a snow, there is a golden ray, divine light. It is a world of infinite peace. This is my true home, my sweet home. How beautiful it is, my sweet home. Oh. Extremely beautiful form of Shiv Baba is in front of me. He's the most beautiful being in this world. I am enjoying his beauty. He becomes the light of my eyes. In the world of my heart, there is only and only my sweetest Father. Baba, Baba, how merciful you are, Baba. How great you are, Baba. I, the soul, was suffering badly in the ocean of sorrow. And my sweetest Father, you lifted me up and put me in your lap. On the throne of your heart. Baba, really love you, Baba. You're so beautiful, Baba. I like you very much, Baba. I feel madly in the love with Baba. So that no one and nothing can separate me from him. I experience combined with Baba. Oneness with Baba. I lost in ocean of love. I'm experiencing super sense of joy. These are the golden moments of my life, which I am experiencing in the company of God. Which I am experiencing in the company of my best companion. my son of knowledge. His unlimited source of spiritual energy. I am receiving the shower of powerful rays from Son of Knowledge. I am enjoying wonderful spiritual sun bath. I am receiving and receiving tremendous powers from the Supreme Being. And my sins are burning in the fire of yoga. I feel very light and happy. I, the soul, is receiving constantly the shower of powerful rays on me. The battery of my soul is recharging. My energy level is increasing. How beautiful is this experience? I would like to sustain this experience as long as I can. With full concentration, I am experiencing powerful connection with the source of spiritual energy, Baba. The soul is returning from the incorporeal world towards the corporeal world and entering in this corporeal body. And sitting in the center of my forehead. On the throne of self-respect. I am experiencing self-sovereignty stage. Master Almighty Soul, radiating the living waves of powers in this atmosphere, and charging this atmosphere. Peaceful soul, radiating the rays of peace all around me, experiencing the depth of peace. Just a tiny and shining point of divine light. As Shiva Baba is an incorporeal father, I am also incorporeal soul, like my incorporeal father. There are stars in the sky. I am living star on this world globe, and spreading the divine light all around me. Om Shanti. Shanti. Shanti.